Hello everyone, thank you for attending to this meeting. And this time we are going to talk about the following problems and the agenda. You can see in front of you each other and the previous, let's from the first the previous meeting, the meeting of the previous meeting. Last meeting we talked about the how to promote our Christmas edition of our kitchen facilities, and we decide to provide the 2008 Christmas limited edition, and this got a very good result. And now we are going to talk about the parking and bad weather, smoking and racial abuse on the shop floor, and the New Year problem. And also we are going to make the time for next meeting. Okay, the parking will be discussed first, and you know, some employees said that our park are not large enough, so they don't have enough space to park their cars, and especially if they come to work a little bit late. So they don't have place to park their cars. So as to this problem, any suggestion to solve the problem? Because you know, we don't have enough money to enlarge our car park area, and it's very expensive. So you know, the first come and the first serve basis may be a very good suggestion. And any ideas on this topic?
I think we could order some buses for our workers.
You mean to order buses and to pick up every single employees from their home and to the company?
Yeah. Stop by stop.
Yeah.
So
maybe
so they can. They needed to
drive
their
to
cars to.
Yeah,
to,
that's
to
a good
work.
Idea.
Maybe it's more expensive.
But the problem is there is not enough area for the car parking. It's not
but
about
we have
the finance
to
problem.
Look at the fees.
Okay, what's your
point? I think it's a good idea because what's my point?
What's your opinion? Thank you.
I think Miss Jo's idea is it's okay because maybe we can give some profit or voucher to the staff to get the bus, and then we don't need to raise their payment.
Actually, if we are going to make some buses or to explore some lines for employees, you know, these are totally free for employees, so we don't need to give them voucher or punky or something. They are totally free, so this will be increase our financial cost. So, any idea about this, financial manager Chen?
I think it's a good idea.
So do you know how much money it will cost compared with enlarge the car park area?
I think the every employer also can pay a part of fee for the bus.
Part of fee. So how about the human resource manager? Do you think they are going to pay? Yeah, pay the fees for the bus.
And, our company can pay a part and the employer can pay
maybe
another part.
Maybe we can share the payment, half and half.
I think we can ask the bus company to give us some discount.
I think we could do a questionnaire about this process.
Yeah,
maybe some of the workers who want to park in our car park, then they can pay for it. If they want to take the bus, it will be free.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a good idea. Okay, so let's move on to the next, the bad weather problem.
This week, the weather got worse, so and the heavy snow covered the road and covered the side post. So I think the staff be dangerous when they go to work. So some staff have suggested that the company should allow the employee to stay at home on such days with no loss of pay. So does such a system need to be formalized, or should the unwritten rule be written in company regulation, in company rules?
So, any opinions? So, how to solve the bad weather problem? To give them holidays to leave their jobs, or to provide the you know, like buses to pick them up from home to come to campaign.
I think maybe we can give them some off day, because even we have bus and to take them to company, the bad weather will is also dangerous for the bus and the road.
Yes, I know that, but you know, our company have a lot of contract. We need to meet the requirement of our client. So if we stop the, we leave the employees at their home, so our, you know, our jobs or work should be stopped, and they will cause a lot of financial loss.
How about if the workers want to stay in the company to work, they can get double pay?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I think we could give several days for rest in home, but we could make the workers turn by turn.
Yeah,
in terms. So maybe half come to work today, and they get maybe double pay.
But the bad weather is still dangerous for those half workers.
Yeah, but we have reduced the dangers for everyone, and the production cannot be stopped. We will lose much more.
But yes, but
if the product
the
is
bad weather is still dangerous to them.
Yeah, but consider with the budget of these two approaches, I think maybe term by in terms is more cheaper than stop the production, because if we stop our production, we have lost a lot of money. But when we could make the workers come to work in terms, we could continue our production, and because we shouldn't say that that half of workers should in dangerous.
I mean, as you say, we can reduce the dangers. I mean, how? You mean just clean the car park, the snow?
Just to reduce the workers come to work, the number of the workers come to work.
Yeah, I know. I understand why you need some. Still need some workers, some staff to work. But
because
we can guarantee the safety.
Because maybe these half workers will be safe.
Okay. Let's. Maybe we can, you know, have the employees have their holiday leave half and half in turn, as you said, and we will give those who want to continue their work on such days double paid, and those are maybe volunteered and we don't need to force them to do that, and then we can guarantee our product. And also so the finance manager, I think you should give us a report to have a research on how much money we probably will take to pay the you know, double salary for those who want to continue the job on Saturdays. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's move on to smoking problem.
Yes, the problem is, you know, our company has banned smoking for 1 year. People who want to smoke still can go outside of our building to smoke, and it will take them several minutes, and they would return to their office. It may be cost time, and should we ban the smoking around the building?
So anyone smoking here?
I don't
smoke.
So do you think it's possible to ban smoking in our company?
It's possible, but I don't think it should be banned.
Why?
I think everyone should be treated equally. Such as smokers and
non-smokers. We are not. going to ban them or stop them smoking. We just want to save time. You know, when the employees leave their office for smoking, maybe it will take a couple of minutes for their to go back to the office. So if you know all the people in one office go out for smoking, what will happen?
I think maybe the smokers cannot afford the ban of smoking, because maybe when they are smoking they can get the inspiration.
Yeah, but think about those people who don't want to smoke.
So if we ban for smoking, maybe they can't work so hard.
Okay. So
another problem is all the smokers go to the main entrance in our company to smoke. That's another problem. And maybe sometimes it's too crowded. And
it will cause difficulty for other, you know, for other people.
Yes, because some staff said the smoking. Sometimes they will take their children to company, or their family will come to see them. So they may meet each other in the main entrance. So I mean, so some people they smoke in the entrance.
Yeah, problem is problem.
I think we could provide an individual room for smokers.
Yeah,
too expensive. It's
too expensive.
We
don't have enough money to provide this room.
So how much money will it cost to provide a smoking room?
That's too expensive.
So I will ask her his opinion and the report.
It should be very expensive, and
so
our
much
company.
How much it possibly be?
Maybe I think just money our company can't provide it.
Okay, so how to make those smokers feel convenient for their job during their work? to ban them, or?
Yeah, I think you should ban them.
Oh, we can provide a certain time for it.
Certain time?
Yes, certain time.
But I don't think we can fix the time for smokers to go out for smoking.
I think it's
maybe
a good idea.
Maybe certain time is okay. You can ask the smoker.
If the smokers want to smoke, we ban smoking, and they may feel bad.
Yeah.
If we
maybe
make this a certain time, it will be better.
Yeah.
Maybe they can wait, right?
Yeah.
So what time do you think is possible for smokers to smoke?
I think the lunch time.
So lunch time
after lunch.
After lunch?
Yeah.
I think. Lunch time, they have enough rest and they have enough time to smoking. So after lunch, do you have time for smoking? How about the morning night?
Lunch time is good.
After lunch time, you mean?
Yeah.
During the lunch time.
Yeah.
During lunch time.
Maybe 1 or 2 hours.
Because workers have lunch, still have lunch in the building.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on the ratio bills on the shop floor.
Recently, I have received several complaint letters, which is about the ratio abuse. Because as we know, the workers in our company is from different races and different geography origins. So. One of our foremen is a racist and abused to these workers who are from different races. So I think we should do some investigation on these issues on this issue, and maybe we could give them some questionnaires on this. And without name, so maybe we could know the detailed factor of this issue. And if it is true, so I think I suggest that we have to fire this foreman. That's my opinion.
I think if we done the investigation, and we should discuss this problem, how to solve the problem, like the parking problem, like the smoking problem, and normally some staff to be the supervisor, because even we fire those racist, they still will be the problem still exists in them. So I think.
So you mean the foreman is racist, or the workers are racist?
Both.
So, but the foreman, if the foreman is a racist, he is just an individual one. If the because we cannot say all the workers are racist, so maybe the investigation among them is more suitable for this issue.
Do you mean make the questionnaire to all the workers?
Yeah,
all the workers who
workers.
Think they got the racial bias problem. Is that right?
Yeah.
We got so many workers.
Yeah.
But
is it too difficult?
I will focus on the department, which is I have received these letters from.
Okay.
Maybe we can find 1 or 2. Not all the racists, but
just 1 or 2.
Yeah.
It's all.
To give them a warning.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, the last problem about our this meeting. The New Year is coming, so we probably going to have a party or something. So, any ideas?
Yeah, our company will always hold a New Year party every year for children and our employees. And this party always spend 10 million on 10 million money on it, and I think it is too expensive, and someone suggested that the money spent on party could be given to the local orphanage where the children have very little, and I think and the company can't afford to do both, and I think that's a good idea. And if we give the money to local orphanage, we will save a part of money and also do some good things.
Yeah. Probably I think maybe we can hold a charity thing, charity event to you know, to collect some donation, and we will to give the donation to the orphanage, and probably we can hold a party there and share with the, you know, the people in the orphanage.
I think we could save the money in the area of entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Because we could encourage our workers to do the performance for the children.
Yeah.
So we could save this part of money.
Yes, but you know, during the performance, we should provide the, you know, the snacks and the drinks, and this still costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we can provide our product to pay the price for them when they play the game or the for the entertainment, or if we hold a charity and we can provide our product to be the price for the who donate most money.
To do the charity is a good idea.
Yeah. And maybe we can also to hold a sort of, you know, bring a dish party, and every employees can cook some food and bring them to company, or maybe we can hold this party in the orphanage, and you know, then we one stone, two birds.
I think holding the party in the orphanage is a very good idea.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the main content of this meeting. The parking problem, we are going to maybe provide the bus lines to pick up every single employees, and you know, the bad weather, we will provide the double pay to those who want to keep working during the bad weather, and the smoking, we will fix some certain time for smokers, and probably the time after lunch or the during lunch time, or the racial bills, and you know, Miss Joe's investigation, and a New Year party. We're gonna hold the party in the orphanage, and probably the bring a dish party is the theme of the party. Okay. So let's fix time for the next meeting. This is February 2nd, and have us the next meeting.
Next week the same time.
Next week I think it's too often, right? So next month. Second March 2009, right? So any other business?
No.
No?
No, after we make all the decisions,
we should, I think someone should give a report. And hand this to everything.
We should, we'd better to give a report next meeting.
Next meeting.
No.
I think everyone
late.
Should take care of the, you know, your own part.
In a week.
Okay. In a week. Okay. The report about this meeting should be handed to me in a week.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.